Heather McDonald has got the juicy scoop. When you're on the road, when you're on the go, Juicy Scoop is the show to know. She talks Hollywood tales, her real life Mr. Segment, Serial Data, and Serial Sister. You'll be addicted and addicted fast to the number one tabloid real life podcast. Listen in, listen up. Woo, woo. Heather McDonald. Juicy Scoop.
Hi, Chris Frangiola.
Hi.
I'm going to promote myself. Tempe Improv, February 4th and 5th. One show February 4th, two on Saturday. Tempe Improv, selling very well. Better get your tickets, heathermcdonald.net, and then at the Brea Improv, March 25th, 26th, and a live Juicy Scoop with this one and many more on the 27th. Hello and welcome to Juicy Scoop. I have your favorite here, Chris Frangiola, my platonic cis male.
Yeah.
This is the Patreon. As a hot podcast on Just Like That, I'm the cis female. You're the cis male.
Right.
We've never made out.
No.
But we're friends on a podcast.
Yeah. Yeah.
And welcome to Juicy Scoop.
Thank you very much. It's good to be back. I'm excited. I told you before we went to air that I'm very nervous coming on this podcast
because
I feel like it's all about my looks. I feel like a lot of comments are about my looks.
Because YouTube is taking off.
Yeah, and YouTube is taking off. And even so much so that last time I was on, some people had mentioned that it looked like I had some sort of bulge coming out of my neck and I should get it checked.
First of all, I'm looking at you. You absolutely don't have any bulge.
Well, I know. There's some
sort
of shadow.
What happened is, here's the thing. We are always trying to improve Juicy Scoop.
Yeah.
I come from the philosophy of is if it's not broke, don't fix it.
Right.
Peter is of the philosophy of it's everything's going great. Let me buy some other cameras and then and lighting and fuck it up. I don't know. Not that it's but it's like some people might say I look better now. Some people might say I look better 4 weeks ago. I think maybe that bulge was a result of playing with some different lighting
and there must have
been a shadow.
So it looked like I had some sort of growth.
That created a fucking elephant man situation.
But you know, there's been a few incidents of people spotting something on television, people.
Oh, yeah.
And then it turns out there was something. There's a few things happened.
Oh, yeah.
And I think people thought maybe I had some sort of growth that needed to be checked. But it's not. Look, I'm fine. I think my neck, I mean, listen, it's an old neck. It's the best I could do. But it's not bulging.
Right. Well, speaking of, I'm going to skip ahead to one little thing here. Speaking of that, with Fair Abraham, I talked about her recently supposedly selling her poos. And I said, wouldn't it be beautiful if someone who bought the poo was actually someone that ran poo through a lab
right.
and then discovered that she had some type of disease.
Oh, there you
go. And had she never sold her poo to a perv who also works with poo, she wouldn't know. But that's not what happened to Farrah. Farrah went out for a fun night out. This was last week, but I just wanted to cover it with you. Anyway, she got in a lot of trouble.
I saw.
She threw a fit.
Full, like, knocked, like, held down on the street. Like, they were handcuffing her out on the street.
Right, and then she first posted it to think that people would be like, what? But the guy was handling it so well.
Right.
I mean, if you're hitting and wailing people and they're waiting for the cops to come.
Yeah.
He had her on her stomach and he was like, please stop, please stop. And she's like, ah. And then he's like, I want to let you back up. This part she didn't show, but the TMZ part. I want to let you back up. You got to promise, like, you're not going to be hitting people, like.
Yeah.
And I'm going to help you up. And anyway, I guess she was, you know, and then a Juicy Scoop wrote me and said her brother happened to be at the nightclub and he didn't know who she was, but she went and grabbed his, according to him, allegedly, grabbed his privates.
Who did? Oh,
Farrah,
her brother.
No.
This girl's brother.
Juicy Scooper's brother came in contact with Farrah, allegedly.
Got it.
At this nightclub.
Yes.
And, you know, so she was acting kind of crazy, picking fights. I mean, and when she was on my podcast, which I have said when she came, could not have been nicer, on time, delight. But she had also been arrested at the Polo Lounge at the Beverly Hills Hotel a few years ago and said that she was set up by Australians or, I don't know, set up by somebody. And then now she said this one that she was set up.
Oh, well, okay. Well, I mean, she's obviously a little off the wall. Hadn't that been proven many times? You know, she's a... It's got to be tough being a Farrah Abraham reality show person.
So many years out.
Yeah, and you just now, what do you do? You get in fights in clubs and hope that
gets
you.
And sell your poos.
And sell your boo-poo. Yeah.
I mean, listen,
I've had an up and down career too, but I haven't yet to get to the point where I'm shitting in a box, taking it to UPS. Now, I mean, I'm not ruling it out, but it hasn't happened yet.
Using your stamps.com now, advertiser.
Not to gross anybody out, but there's been several people. There's that girl who was selling farts in a jar.
Yes.
Now this. Now, is it, if you are the person who's doing these type of things, is there a poo that you're like, you know what, this one's not good for my fans. Like, that one's not a good one. It's too whatever.
Right.
You know, you want it. If you're going to give it to send, you probably want a solid one.
Right.
Am I wrong?
Well, yeah, I think if you're in that business of it, just like the girl that was doing the farts who then had to stop to do the farts because it affected her health, she chose certain foods and everything that would get her real gassy. So I'm assuming you're going to really work on your diet and figure it out. And maybe it's every other one that's a real treat. I don't know.
Thank God I don't have one of those quirks that, because, you know, you don't, I guess they just happen where all of a sudden you become a guy who's into poo-poo. You know?
Again, I'm just like, God, no one wants to try to get a real job.
No,
it's the great resignation, right? Nobody wants to work.
Everybody wants to be a millionaire selling shit. Nobody wants to do a real job that gives you a nice wage.
Oh, my God. So I want to get your opinion.
Okay.
On the whole Jamie Lynn and Britney Spears, did you listen to the interview? I listened to the second half last night.
Yeah.
I talked about it on a Thursday show with Brandy and Julie. We went deep on it.
Okay.
So I'll just say what I think and then let's get your full opinion. So I listened to the second part of it. Alex, the host of Caller Daddy, said, you know, I did not edit anything out. I tend to disagree. Don't know. Okay. And I don't blame you for it, girl. I don't want people suing me either.
Right.
But why this was a much shorter episode. And
she did two parts,
right? And the first 20 minutes were left over from the regular interview they had in person. And then the last, 15 minutes was a call she had with her on January 18th.
Right.
So now she's left. This is a week later. They recorded it all a week ago. And they have a little follow-up. And in that follow-up, Jamie Lynn reads this long text that she said she sent to her sister and to Sam, the fiancé to Britney, on November 20th, something, 2020. So a long time ago, about everything she thinks Britney should do to get out of this conservatorship and all of her concerns, like, I don't know why mom is getting involved, mama. Right. I don't know why mama's getting involved. I don't know why, you know, I don't think your attorneys are doing a good job for you. I think you should talk to this person. And so this whole, she was trying to say all the stuff in this second part that I really did, that I was down for her to get out of this thing. For some reason, she was under the impression, Jamie Lynn, that if Britney just set up residency somewhere else for 6 months, that it would just go away.
Oh, really?
That made no sense to me. Because I'm like, yeah, if you set up residency in Wyoming, you can stop paying California taxes. Okay?
Yeah, right.
But I don't think that applies to mental health and a bunch of people with their hands in their pockets. But whatever. She said, this is what I thought. And I told my sister to look into it. But then Britney never responded to that. And basically, she just said, over the last 2 years, they would talk on the phone and they'd shoot the shit. And, you know, I'd be like, I'm your sister. We're friends. We're moms together. And we'd have a really good talk. And then it's like, next thing I know, she's blocked me. And she wrote something really mean on Instagram. Finally, I was like, you know, I got to have my help too. I got to take care of myself and my family too. It's enough. I wish her the best with her journey. But after a certain point, it's about me too.
Right.
So, you know, I felt a little sympathy in that I don't think she was as involved as some people think.
Mm-hmm. Jamie Lynn.
And I don't know how much she could have done either. I mean, the same thing is Sam's been there for 5 years. He didn't get her out of the conservatorship.
This is what I keep saying. And where is he now? Like, you know, I feel like, I don't know, you know, I always am hesitant to talk about this on here because there are these people, which I think at this point is becoming a little, I mean, you should be a bit concerned about Britney Spears just on the...
I have to say this last one, I thought
Instagrams alone.
I thought I'd get some shit from this last one from the Britney fans.
Right.
I did not.
Oh, okay.
So
maybe they're coming around a little bit.
I only got one girl who said, how dare you talk, like, because I was imitating Jamie Lynn and Brandy and Julie asked me about the ATV accident. And I said, I wish you wouldn't have asked me that first because that was the one serious awful thing that the girl's been through.
Right.
However, I just answered it in character. And so this girl said, the Michigan Juicy Scoopers are pissed at you and I am too. And you're a piece of shit.
Because
it sucks dick. Because I talked about it. I was like, all right, okay. Oh, like, all right, yeah. You know. But I have to say, I didn't get as much as I, because I think I'm being pretty like, I don't care. What are you going to do to me? Like, she's free already. It's like, you hate Jamie Lynn, you hate Jamie Lynn. I kind of feel for Jamie Lynn too. Like, fuck, you know. But tell me what you think.
Well, I think, I mean, I don't know much whether Jamie Lynn was involved in this or not, but I feel like now that this conservatorship has been lifted, and I keep hearing differing reports.
Yes.
It has been lifted, but it's not truly lifted. Like, there is still...
Yeah, it's
so
confusing.
I don't know. I'm not a lawyer, so I don't know.
You're not? Okay,
no,
go on.
So I don't know the reality.
She kept saying that too, Jamie Lynn. I mean, I'm not a lawyer. Like, I'm just a mom.
Right.
Yeah. We know you're not a lawyer, Jamie Lynn. No one was thinking,
yeah, we got
why didn't you go to law school?
Yeah,
go on.
Right. But anyway, but I don't feel like anything has changed seemingly on the Instagram, which when I was on the impression that when this was lifted, now she's in charge of her Instagram. It's no longer being run by somebody else. And I could be wrong on all this. I know these people are experts in Britney Spears and they know who runs these things. But it seems to almost have gotten a little bit quirkier.
I think she always was in charge of it.
I
agree. I think she always was in charge of it.
Right.
We spent a solid 6 months trying to decipher this shit, and whoever was helping her post it, I don't think they edited it. I don't think they, like, I think they just let her do it.
Right.
I think they were just as lazy as the rest of the people on the payroll, and I think it proves that it was always her.
Okay. I agree.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing is, now this Sam Asghari, if he's a real person that's not there hired by somebody, which always has been my suspicion.
Okay.
Why does he not go in and go, listen, let's not air our dirty laundry on Instagram. There's a better way to do this. You know what I'm saying? Like, there could be higher roads taken here than writing on Instagram posts about the beef that they have with each other. If they, you know, that's all odd. So I feel like that, you know, she's a 40-year-old woman.
I mean, maybe he feels that she's been so controlled.
Right.
I'm not going to now step in and tell her she shouldn't post this, or babe, could you take it down?
Right.
And this is her only outlet. She's not performing. She's not. So, like, maybe that's the philosophy of, like, I'm just not going to tell her what to do.
That could be.
Now, I want to get into this because, you know, Jamie Lynn was on Zoe 101 with Dan Schneider.
Right.
And we talked about this on Thursday's show. That there is a whole compilation tape of shows that he worked on with little kids, full storylines, arches made about foot arches, like whole story, like upset girls painting their, like zoom in on the foot.
Yeah.
He had a foot fetish and with kids. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And after we're done recording,
right.
Annie, who works with me, goes, I remember that my sister and I were obsessed with it, and he
with iCarly.
We were obsessed with iCarly, and we wrote messages on the bottom of our feet and took photos of it and sent it to Dan Schneider because he asked us to
on
the internet. And I go, what?
Whoa. I mean,
this might be
the juiciest scoop of all juicy scoops.
Now, a lot of people also criticize me. Do your research, you dumb bitch.
Yeah.
Again, not CNN.
Mm-hmm.
Memories come to me. Juicy Scoop memories come to me. But Annie went hardcore, and she found this tweet from the show Sam and Cat.
Wait, Sam, right on the bottom of your foot, take a pic and use Sam and Cat. Well, retweet and follow until our fingers get... Oh my God, that's crazy.
So this was from the internet, from the Twitter of Sam and Kat, the show. And it was from September 13th, 2013. 383 people replied, including Annie and her sister, who were like getting their feet out.
This is a spinoff from iCarly.
Shut up. Anyway, it was a spinoff. The point is, she was a little girl.
Right.
Who's, you know, and she was like, goes to her sister. And they're both like, hey. And you're telling me, like, Dan Schneider's not, like, getting out the loom to these photos?
That is so bizarre. Why would
also,
you write the note?
We will retweet and follow until our fingers get sore even sounds weird.
Yeah,
to
that's
me.
Weird, too.
Yeah. So.
But wait. That's very strange. Why write anything
on
the bottom
of
your
foot? Take a pic and use.
That is crazy. Oh, wow.
I mean, and when you.
I don't even think.
Next assignment, Annie, is to find the YouTube video of the compilation tape of all, and I will post it.
Can I ask you now when you were writing on the
foot stuff.
Did somebody write? Because I feel like it'd be difficult to just write on the bottom of your foot.
They did it to each other.
Each other. That's what I was going to ask.
That's
why
she. That's why her mom had two daughters. Okay, you don't have just one daughter and expect her to be able to set her feet out. Yeah. You have two.
Yeah.
So one, the little girl, wrote on the other girl's foot. They took it and they sent it. And okay.
Wow.
But what was the point? Did you get out of it? Nothing.
No.
Oh, they did. They retreat. Did they retreat?
Oh, you wrote like plot lines.
Did they retweet your
I sent it for iCarly. They did it again for Twitter for Sam and Kat.
So originally they did it for iCarly, sent it on the bottom of your feet, and then Sam and Kat, the spinoff, also followed it on Twitter. But I guess your idea was never that great, or what?
I guess not.
But you know who still has that photo of your foot?
Wow.
Dan
Schneider. That is wild. That's really good. That's a good juicy scoop.
I mean...
But yeah, I've often heard this weird foot fetish thing with this guy. But then I read a little bit about him last night, Schneider. And it said that he's been accused of many things, but none of them sexual. He hasn't been accused of anything sexual stuff on the sets of these shows.
But
he's been accused of being mean to people and screaming and yelling, whatever.
It definitely made them uncomfortable enough to write him a big ass check and tell him to go away forever.
Yeah, he's gone. $7 million I had read that he'd got just to like walk away.
If you could be just awful enough to get a fat paycheck.
I know. It's like, who wouldn't?
Just don't don't get into like a personal lawsuit with someone. Certainly don't like hurt someone. But I wonder if there's any like CEOs or anybody that's like, I really want to quit my job and just start selling shit on the internet. Literally my pill.
Yeah. Right.
But I want to walk away with something.
Mm-hmm.
And I really don't care. So I am going to just start being mean. Maybe say some inappropriate stuff, but not totally racist.
Yeah.
Just enough that you could get out and be problematic for the company, and so they pay you a big chunk of money.
Yeah.
That would be brilliant.
I know.
That would be a good dry bar movie.
Yeah.
A movie about that'd be a good, like, rom-com weird movie. But then those never get made anymore.
Yeah,
so, whatever.
I wish.
There you go.
Wow, that's good.
Brittany has been listening
Purple
to
hair.
Juicy Scoop and follows me on the internet, obviously on social media, because she said, here's me with my purple hair. I'm bored. Okay, very bored. Again, where is your boyfriend? Why are you so bored? Very bored. So my nail girl said, do it, girl. I did it, but not sure I like it. But hey, here is me in a $100 mini dress with my boots.
Yeah,
these boots have been featured not as much as
the brown
sensible pump,
uh-huh.
but a lot. And I have mentioned that she wears a lot of cheap dresses. So I don't know if she's thinking $100 isn't cheap or she's like sticking it to me.
I get
like,
this.
Yeah, it's $100 and
right.
I'm freaking proud of it. Okay, y'all? Like, it looks good. I feel good in it.
Like Wet Seal or something. Remember that?
Yeah.
Is that like a cheap dress store?
I don't know if it's still around.
I don't think they're around anymore,
yes.
But I'm saying that
Forever
I feel like.
Forever 21.
Yeah.
Even Forever 21 $100 is a little bit more expensive. So if she's only shopping at Forever 21, she's probably like $100 is expensive.
Wow. I know. Well, and then, you know, the bathroom cabinets are open, which freaks me out to no end. I don't know if I have some sort of OCD or something. I always go right to people's cabinets
or you
in
just,
the background.
Or it was the poltergeist. Or the poltergeist.
I just don't know why people don't close their cabinets.
Yeah. So, anyway, there you go.
I don't know. Yeah. All right. Well, I mean, she looks great. Listen, the body's fantastic.
She's up good. You know, we'll see. We'll see what happens with these sisters.
Yeah.
Another thing that you talked about, Chris.
Thank you.
And has been written about now. Thin eyebrows are back. Here's what you can expect from the controversial trend this time around. Bella Hadid, daughter of Yolanda Hadid, sister to Gigi, models. She's had a lot of work done to her face.
The Hadids?
Yes, she has.
This one?
Yes, nose jobs, lips, cheek filler, jaw filler. And she also got what they call a fox eye.
Oh.
And so people do that are young. And then it's like a facelift for a young person where they just pull your eye like this so that your brows don't go arch. They go like a fox. Anyway.
Okay.
So
I didn't know that.
She's been very unhappy. She talks about she's been crying all the time. I don't know what her problem is. Anyway, her eyebrows are 90s thin.
Yeah, 90s thin, yeah.
And so people are like, oh, what's going to happen? Because
everybody's going full in.
I mean, Chrissy Teigen just got an eyebrow transplant. I don't even know what that means. That means you take the hair from your pussy and put it on.
No, I think it is. I think it did. They did. I heard her saying that they took the hair from somewhere else, she said. And
where else do you have hair anymore?
I think it might be here.
Okay. You know? And then you put it on your brows, but now they're back, the thin. I don't know.
The thin but could be
the
back.
Whole 90s look is coming back.
Like what else?
Darker matte lip and like some of the clothes. Because all these young kids are like showing photos. This is what I think.
Yeah.
Because you know I like the TikTok. A lot of young people on TikTok that are like 16 are like, look how hot my mom and dad were.
Oh,
and they were like 20-something in the 90s.
Uh-huh.
And so people are like, ooh, I do like that look. You know, I do like that, you know, TLC look, or I do like that, you know. And so that's why I think people are starting to like want a change.
I have to say, this is a Hadid eyebrow looks good in this picture. That looks good to me.
Okay.
I like all my eyebrows to look like, you know, every girl's going to see Fast and Furious 7, you know, the line to get into. Like, it's a bunch of Latina chicks with thin eyebrows. This is going to be the best one yet.
Yeah. I like it.
All right.
A lot of people sent this to me and they want to know the truth.
As a person who's been on Dumois.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
You know, I could relate to this.
So, willing out in Vegas, ran into a
wiling.
Pretty... Oh.
Wiling out. That's what they call it. Wiling out.
Do you know I say it's worth your wild?
Yeah.
Not worth your while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I had one too for many years and I forgot. Anyway.
That you did wrong?
Yeah, I did wrong for many years.
Okay. Ran into a pretty famous female comedian in Vegas last night. And this was a week ago. So I was there.
Bells and whistles. You know, it has all the bells and whistles. I thought it was balls and whistles. I got all the balls and whistles. People are like, what are you saying? I'm like, balls and whistles. Aren't they both fun things? Like, you know, it's bells and whistles. I'm like, I didn't know that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so anyway, go on.
I used to get a lot of those wrong, too, for years. Well, I always thought.
Dark Vader. I remember one time.
I thought I was in the writer's room at Chelsea Lately, and I 100% always said Dark Vader.
Dark Vader. Which makes sense. He's dark. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I also thought it was a light saver.
So Star Wars really had you.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I also am not into Star Wars. So I thought what is it? It's a light.
Lightsaber.
Saber.
Yeah, saber.
And I thought it was, I thought it was a life saver.
Life saver.
Because they killed with that thing.
Right.
So that saved your life.
You could defend your life. Yeah.
Ran into a pretty famous female comedian in Vegas last night. Her and her crew were wiling out hard. She gave me animal crackers from her purse. They were stale. Ha ha. They were all like stripping in the streets. And she shared a lot of PDA moments with one of the girls in her group.
Wow.
So I went to Las Vegas with two cute girls. I had the best weekend of my life. I talked about it on Patreon. And listen, I read this.
Yeah.
And I stopped for a second. But then I realized I am a disorganized mess. But mm-hmm. I had just purchased a new handbag.
Right.
So I know I didn't have any old animal crackers in my purse. But yeah. other purses probably have old animal crackers in it. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, so it is not me.
Yeah.
But being that there was another famous female comedian.
Well, I'm reading
in Vegas
and
at the time.
Everything about this screams who that person is.
And I know, think it's Whitney Cummings.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. This all screams Whitney Cummings.
Yeah.
Except for maybe the last part. I don't know if she goes that way, but who knows?
Well, I was just with the Altmans from Million Dollar Listing, mm-hmm. and they were at the same nightclub I was, but they were not in a booth. They were out there, and they said they did see her, and that she was had her ass in some chick's face.
Well,
pull down.
Her ass is always out.
Yeah, her ass is all out. But it's kind of like her comedy, and so I don't know.
Yeah,
good for her. Good for her.
It sounds like a fun. I mean, how is Vegas? All in all, like is it still fun?
I saw
you. You were at clubs and stuff.
We did it right. We did it right, and I, planned it out, including shopping, spa, enough nap time. Didn't get wasted, went through jet suites. So for me, it was the perfect weekend. And the girls were cool and there was no drama and no one didn't want to go out the second mm-hmm. night. Like normally with friends and my past.
You lose a few people.
Yes. And but instead I'm with these girls that are significantly younger than I am, that are as hot as shit. I love having fun friends like this. So we had a really good time.
Good.
It looked fun. But the vibe was not crowded.
Yeah.
I mean, I was at Encore and Wynn, and then we went over to Resort World. It was not crowded. They said it was more crowded the weekend before. Now let's talk about, since we're talking about it, let's talk about our girl, Adele.
Oh, yeah. She's got a problem with her show.
Adele is crying. So tonight, which we're recording this Friday, was supposed to be opening night of her residency at Caesar's Palace.
Right.
And she announced it less than 24 hours before she was to take stage, I think it was, or 48 hours, something, 24 maybe. And she's crying, and she said, she's gutted, I'm gutted, I'm so sad. And I believe she's really sad. I don't understand what the problem was. I don't know if that there were items that were supposed to be part of the stage that are in the streets of the train station in LA. Like
that's
where
what
the
I've
people
heard.
Robbed it.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
Supply chain issue.
I don't know if it's half of her crew tested positive for COVID.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but they couldn't do the show. They're going to reschedule.
Right.
And but then I came across a video, a TikTok, of course, of this girl that looked pretty young. Maybe she was like 30. And she's sitting in her hotel room in Las Vegas in Caesars.
Oh, waiting to go.
And she's like, it cost $800 to fly out here.
Oh, no.
We had to stay at Caesars because the show is here, which is always what I recommend. Stay at the place that you're at.
Right.
So you're not stuck late for the show because you're trying to cross the street. That's going to be a couple grand. They spent a couple grand on the tickets, $2,700. And now she's like a working girl. So she's like, I don't think this is my vacation time.
Right.
I may not get the vacation time when this gets rescheduled.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And some people spent so much money. And some people are like, who cares? There were rich people that were going. Well, there's probably other people too.
Yeah,
that
this
was their,
savings.
How many proposals do you think were happening on the Adele weekend?
Oh, yeah,
how many guys were this is my girl's favorite singer.
Yeah.
We're at Caesars or whatever. Or anniversaries or all this. And what are they supposed to do?
Go see Barry Manilow down the block. He's got his he's not going to cancel. He's been rocking that old ass couple of hotels
I'm like,
down.
Does a Caesar's Palace at that point, though,
give you a deal?
Or call me.
Yeah.
Or something. Or call some other singer that's hey, do you want to just come in here and just so people have a show to see? But I guess that would confuse everything with replacing tickets and it's just not worth it. But if I was Caesars, I'd be like, what other show Even if it was free, even if we could go, you're still going to get your tickets back, but come and see the stand-up. We only need one mic.
That's a good idea. You know,
like
that,
we only need one mic. Like if they call me, we're going to fly you down, Heather.
Mm-hmm.
And whoever wants to come to the show can come because they're bummed out.
Nothing against you, but I think it has to be a singer because I think people will like want like you got to get a Pat Benatar.
No, that's what I'm saying. But
Joan
like
Jett.
If there was somebody other singer some that or like they had a connection with and they're just like or even just like cover band, whatever. We just want to offer you guys a show.
Yeah.
Because you're our guests at the hotel. And, you know, Adele can't do it, but if you want to come.
Are you familiar with a pee-pee cocaine?
No.
Oh, you're on TikTok. She's a TikTok sensation singer.
Okay.
You can't get pee-pee cocaine to come down and sing a couple of songs? You don't watch her on TikTok?
No, but I will.
Her, a lot of her screaming in the street. You stupid! You stupid!
Anyway, I just think this sucks.
I think this Adele's a bit of a loose cannon. There's always a... You know,
I think it sucks because I think this is going to make people, unfortunately, across the board, very nervous to make big plans.
Right. I do also, I respect it a little bit in the fact that if you don't think the show is 100%, then we'll do it another time.
No, too fucking bad.
Really? All right.
No, no.
All right.
If it, we don't really know it, but like if... If it's because you don't feel like it's 100% with your singing and performing, which I think you do. We just saw you at the whatever in L.A., the bowl or whatever that was.
Yeah.
Like because they don't have like your pink chairs or whatever you're hoping to have on stage or I don't – I mean, yes, you want that great review and you want to be perfect and everything. But no, I don't think you have the right to do that when people have planned their life around going to this thing.
Right.
But we really don't know the truth.
Yeah.
Like, it could be several factors. And she was crying, and she was like, we were trying so hard, which is why I'm telling you now. But even if she had just made this decision.
Like, I'll do an acoustic show. The show that we were planning is not ready.
Right.
But so you guys are who flew in, like this girl.
Yeah.
Here I am doing an acoustic show with a guitar and a fucking piano.
And you know what? Nobody would want their money back.
I know what I'm saying.
Nobody would complain. Nobody would care. My other thing is like, if this was even heading down this road.
Yeah.
I think it was irresponsible not to tell, like at least give people like a Wednesday.
Okay.
So they don't fly out. They don't ask for their time. They get their money back for the hotel.
Yeah.
So then it makes me think. Was Caesars waiting, like, was Caesars fucking her too?
Right.
By making sure that their rooms still get people there.
Yeah, right. Wow. Well, I mean, I hope, has she rescheduled the show again or she's going to do it again?
No. But other people said for apologies, at least she took your advice. No makeup.
No, she did.
And a video versus the black screens. The M&Ms are woke.
Yeah.
And just like that, M&M's. Now, we're reading, it's very kind of confusing. They don't, at first I thought they were going to all look different. And I'm like, well, already they are people of color. So I
They have a lot of colors. Yeah, they are. There are a few. Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't think we need to like change up. Like every other show, we need to like take out the whiteies and put the people of color in.
Uh-huh.
But the M&Ms have always represented
the M&Ms.
Green people, red people, black people, brown people, blue, orange, and yellow.
Well, what I gathered was the green M&M was a slut. And that's in all the commercials, she would walk around in like these go-go boots and she was in go-go boots, be laying on a bed and being
very. Oh, right.
You know, remember those commercials where she was like.
They're like in hotel rooms
and
stuff?
Like, it was kind of like hot. Like, am I getting turned on by an M&M? So, but now they're like, enough of that. Let's not turn people on. You know, people are weirdos. We've discussed that this entire time. People are writing on the bottom of feet. They're shitting. They're selling it. People are going to jerk off to the green M&M. So they said, let's put some sneakers on this bitch and stop these freaks.
Right, they took off, and you know, they were go-go boots and stuff.
Yeah.
But they weren't an obnoxiously high heel. She could still get around the streets, you know? Like,
it's the greatest story ever. This is a real thing. Like, you got to go on the M&M's website. They explain the whole thing.
They do, so they said, they wanted her to be green, this is what they wrote. What does this mean about the physical looks of M&Ms? So let's look at their footwear for starters. Green, known for her sultry look and go-go boots, now wears casual sneakers. Orange, often shown with a nervous look, now has his shoes tied as opposed to untied.
Yeah.
Because I guess they thought, like, well, that's just rude. Like, are we saying that people that are orange don't know how to tie their shoe?
Yeah.
So, like, get that done. No, he knows how to tie his shoe. You'll still be able to recognize each character who will keep most of their signature looks, but the candies will each have a unique personality to fit their design.
Yeah.
So, basically...
Listen, if you like your candy slutty, I recommend going over to Skittles. Those bitches don't care.
Oh, my God. First of all, I can't say slutty. It's sex positive.
Oh, we can't. Oh, that's right. Yeah, sorry.
So, okay. Let's see.
Wow.
I think we could all win when we see more women in leading roles, Green says in describing her best quality, because now Green is actually talking.
Yeah.
Mars will also incorporate different shapes and sizes of the M&M pieces in their advertising. Some are tall and skinny, while others wide and tiny.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, the plus size, there's talls. Like, I mean, first of all, M&Ms, when you buy them, though, they're all one size unless you get the peanut ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
No, but not necessarily true. I mean, you got a hot topic for me. I'm an M&M freak. There are a lot of different flavors now. We used to just have your chocolate and your M&M. Your peanut.
Oh, yeah.
Now they got all sorts of toffee and a lot of different caramel. So they are a lot of different sizes.
Yeah. You know, and you know what? At the M&M place on the strip in Vegas, that's always where they're passing out, like, go get a hooker.
Oh, well.
Yeah. And some of them are walking around as green M&Ms with pumps on. Okay.
it's just fantastic.
As one of the world's most iconic candy, who better to commit to a world with more moments? Let me see. Okay, let's see.
What about that old queen? Who's the gay kid on Cracker Jack? What about Cracker Jack? Is he still gonna? Why don't they revamp him? He was a little queenie, a little kerchief.
Will you look up Cracker Jack? I feel
he had a very gay vibe to him. So does Mr. Pretzel. I mean, if we're gonna start,
yeah. Well, you know the thing
with the monocle.
Well, the thing is like what people were saying. You know what? When people were arguing that we got rid of Aunt Jemima, we got rid of Uncle Ben,
right?
The argument to that was, well, now we're not seeing people of color represented on major items in the grocery store.
Right.
So, you're getting rid. Like, now we don't see the green girl in go-go boots, which I've always loved, and lashes.
I know.
That's me. I have been
erased.
She
was representing you.
She 100% represented me.
Right.
I have white go-go boots.
Yeah.
I just wore them the other night. I've been doing lashes for years, and now I'm expected to wear tennis shoes and wash my face?
Yeah.
No. I know.
Yeah. What are we all got to dress like Ellen now?
And they also said, wait, I thought I accepted. Here we go.
Oh, come on. Look at this old queen.
Cracker Jack is a young sailor boy. His name's Sailor Jack. And, you know, listen, the sailor outfit.
Yeah. It's become synonymous with.
I wonder if a Navy recruiter has struggled. Have they ever had if I was in the Navy and I'm trying to recruit young men and women to join the Navy, I would say, listen, the outfit is super gay. Bell bottom pants. And maybe we're getting people because people are like, that's the outfit I've always wanted. But I think we're losing more people because of the outfit.
Yeah.
I mean, it is weird when sometimes you see them walking around and you're like, I'm ready for you to do a spin. Like, I feel like the only time
if you go to Santa Monica Boulevard on Halloween, it looks like we're about to invade Encino. There's so many troops down there. Oh, my God.
And it's just... I need to talk to someone in the Navy. Have you guys ever had a meeting about changing the more dress-up outfit? Mm-hmm. You know, like the Marines, their dress-up blues.
Yeah, it's manly.
Manly, but it's still that high-waisted white belt.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that looks great on the body. So, like, and my dad was a Marine, so don't come after me. Uh-huh. Simplify. Love you all.
Yeah.
I just think we could make their bodies look sexier, better, without the high-waisted white belt. So,
can I just give mine? If we're gonna,
we should do a fashion. They just did a Project Runway with housewives. No, they need to do a Project Runway with military people.
Yes, please.
Okay.
The other one, as long as we're redesigning some people, can we redesign pilots, bad leather jackets? Every pilot I see walking through the airport looks like they just got, they got like the leather jacket from Sky Mall magazine. Big. So let's just redesign those as well while we're at it. Hit them out a little bit.
Like, come on.
Yeah.
All right.
That's all.
Okay. Cracker Jack.
Yeah.
I don't know. And do we even know that he's
a boy?
I mean, that's the other thing.
Yeah.
He's just a child.
Right.
And
selling
some sugary treats.
I mean, if it weren't for baseball, does anyone have Cracker Jacks anymore? They only sell them at baseball stadiums, I think.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if it's even really a thing anymore.
Oh, I just feel like how they get like stuck in your teeth.
Yeah.
So that was exciting news. Now, this is juicy.
Okay.
Okay. And I want to get your opinion as a one-time self-proclaimed player is what we called the kind of guy that now they're called fuckboys.
Back when
But when I was growing up, he's hot, but he's a player.
Player, yeah.
And that just meant don't be taken by this guy flirting on you at the college bar.
Right.
He does that with everybody. Just be careful. Don't fall in love. That's what it meant when you were like, Joe Schmo is a player.
Mm-hmm.
So this went viral on TikTok. This girl starts to talk about this guy that she met on her TikTok on Hinge. And his name's, you know, she talks about him. And then people started writing her and they're like, are you talking about Caleb that worked at West Elm, which is like he was like a furniture designer. And he's tall and he's cute. And all these other people start writing it and making TikToks. I dated Caleb. They called him West Elm.
Caleb.
And he's tall and he's cute. He's got a job. Huh?
That's nice. Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a job. And so, you know, he meets girls and then he ghosts them after a couple dates. He love bombs them. And then, you know, once he has sex with them or whatever, two dates in, you never hear from him again.
Right.
So everybody starts writing about it. But then it's a slow day. So people really start writing about the guy. And this is Caleb. He's 25, designer at West Elm. I've got his photo from Hinge. And this is what's interesting. You know, gosh, you know, this guy didn't rape anybody. He's not a dirty John.
Right.
But he, you know, got girls to like him and then he dumped them.
Uh-huh.
But in this day and age, he's being crucified, you know, like Jesus Christ.
And
like,
he's also 25.
Give the guy a break, right? But the girls are like, they have every right to tell their story and have fun with it, too. My whole thing is, you know, in this day and age, if you're going to be on Hinge, if you're going to be on Instagram, get ready.
Yeah.
People are going to share your shit, whether you like it or not. He has not responded, Caleb, to any of this. And but I think Caleb is probably pretty great in the sack.
Uh-huh.
I think he's pretty charming. I think he's pretty cute.
And the sack that's probably nicely designed. It's got West Elm sack. You know, it's probably a gorgeous bed.
Like one of the complaints was that he took a girl out Friday night. She slept over at his place. Was it she slept at his. And then the next day, because all these girls got together, they realized that he in fact took another girl out Saturday night. So what?
That's whatever.
You're single.
Yeah.
You're single.
And 25.
You're 25 and you had to be in COVID for 2 years. Get your fuck on.
Right.
Like, who cares? Like, but these girls are having fun telling their story. But I'm like, obviously, the reason that you care is because you liked him.
Yeah.
Because you thought, I really can't believe this tall, cute guy with a job who has a pretty great personality and bought me dinner likes me. So I'm sleeping with him on the second date and then I'm not hearing from him and now my heart's broken. That's why you shouldn't sleep with people so soon because they go on and have a date with someone else on Saturday.
Right.
So that's my lesson to you girls. Caleb,
I would say this.
I have no problem with you, Caleb. You can be on Juicy Scoop. I want to hear about your life. I support you as a player. I would like to bring back the word player.
Player.
As a mother of boys, I think player is way more respectful than the F boy.
Yeah. I agree.
And also, you're the one effing him. Shut up,
yeah,
bitch.
Yeah, right, right, right. I mean, as a guy who no longer, you know, gets his freak on, as you said, I encourage more sluttiness. I want to hear, like, I don't want to hear.
It's called sex positive. What do you? I thought all girls were supposed to be sex positive. Why are they crucifying a guy that's sex positive?
Exactly. I don't want to hear a story about this guy. I met her. We had sex once and we got married. That's boring. I want to hear I went on another date with another girl and on and on and on.
Hey,
that's what I like.
He knows the pattern. It's working out. Right. He's a tall, cute guy. Yeah. So I and they were like tagging his work. They're like, almost, I feel like wanting to get him fired. And I swear to God, listen to me right now, West Elm. If you fire Caleb,
no,
I am
don't
coming
you dare
after you.
Promote
that is
him.
Not okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
I love West Elm. We have a lot of gold pieces in our house from West Elm. Well, if you want to see like sex where – I'll show you. We'll get into this topic now because if you take sex out of things, you get, I believe, the new Sex in the City, which at one time we used to love because it was everybody having sex in the city.
Yeah.
Which the title of the show is. Now it's – if I have to watch one more episode where Carrie –
we are going to watch
where
it.
Carrie sniffs Big suits and says, Big is dead. You know, we got it. Big's
well,
dead.
Let's talk about it. The episode of this week.
Yeah.
Big stuff happened. The biggest thing, of course, was with Miranda.
More Miranda. She's become the star of the show, begrudgingly to me. I know.
She's at the Pride thing that like
a comedy concert. She was at a Pride. Is there another comedian in New York City than this bitch who gets up there? I mean, everything they go to, and now Che Diaz. And she pops
Che
up.
Che Diaz is speaking at Pride.
Yeah, she's on her stage every episode.
And then, I mean, just so unfunny. So that she's doing her stuff about Pride. Be you again. Not funny at all. Just inspirational.
Yeah.
Miranda, who's been, you know, the finger that was felt around the world, has been happening for 3 weeks, according to the show. They've been fingering each other for 3 weeks straight.
Yeah.
So she disappears because she sees her son, Brady, and his girlfriend, who are allies. At the Pride. So then Shay sees her twink go off, and then Shay does a little funny comedy bit when she sees her. She goes, oh, you were a... scooting off like Elmer Fudd.
Yeah.
What are these references? Mm-hmm. I think she said Elmer Fudd. She said something like a really old Rambo from the 80s.
Rambo is the name she calls her. Yeah.
Her Rambo
name.
And then Elmer, like, are the writers 95? What's happening? So that is where we find out that Shay was under the impression, because she's so open-minded, she sleeps with everybody, she's non-binary, she's multisexual, I don't know what, that she just assumed that the 55-year-old mother of one that she's been fingering for 3 weeks was in an open marriage in which her husband was completely happy with the fact that she was being fingered by the host of the hottest podcast in the world.
Yeah. Shady.
So she's like, basically, you got to tell Steve.
Right.
So how about... I'm Miranda, and you're Steve.
Okay. I'll do my best.
Steve!
Yeah, what do you need, Miranda? I'm trying to watch TV here.
Steve, put your other hearing aid in.
Yeah, I think it's in the couch somewhere. Let me find it here. I was just trying to watch this baseball game here. I'm 55, and suddenly my hearing is gone, you know.
We know, Steve.
Yeah. All right, go. What do you got to say?
I need to talk to you about something serious.
Oh, no. What is this going to be? You want a divorce?
Yes, Steve.
I
do.
What have I done wrong now, babe? Besides, we have ice cream and watch TV.
Yeah, but I want more than sprinkles. I want more than sitting on this couch. You really want to do this for the next 30 years, Steve?
Yeah, I did. I thought we were going to do it for the next 30 years. I could... Yeah.
No. Okay. I want to feel alive. Inside. I mean, all the way inside.
I don't know where. I tried to finger you in the kitchen. Remember last episode where I washed my hands before?
It wasn't good, Steve. It wasn't good. I've met somebody.
Huh? How long you been with this one?
They and I have been together
What? No.
Their name is Che Diaz.
Oh. She's the famous comedy concert guy.
Remember, we watched her special. We watched her comedy concert on Netflix 18 times.
Oh.
Every time I'd finish, I would go to the bathroom and masturbate myself. But you were too deaf to hear me moan.
I couldn't hear.
Hi. Anyway, they have a concert in Cleveland, and I'm going to go tell them that you and I are divorcing, and we are going to get married to them, and I... Yeah, Steve, I'm happy, okay?
All right.
So, a lot of people felt amazing impressions. Chris?
Let me just say that I was on the fly. I didn't know that was coming.
I did never tell you. I didn't even think we were going to do it.
And I gave you a pretty decent Steve.
Honestly, might be the best impression you've ever done in your life. Please don't get rid of Steve on this show because Chris and I have a lot of work to do.
All right.
Listen, what do you think?
Well,
give me your opinion.
I'll say this.
Yes.
I watched this show. I do watch it.
Yes.
And I'm not a good TV watcher. I bail on many things. But this one, for some reason, is keeping my attention.
Yes.
I don't know if it's a half hour that I like. You know, it's not 3 hours. So, and then when it's over, I am kind of like, oh, I wish that was a little longer. When she starts going, and just like that, you know, it's going to be ending.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I don't know. I was kind of enjoying it. So I don't want to say hate watching because I don't hate it. But I hate it. You know? Does that make any sense?
Well, a lot of people said that they didn't hate this episode as much.
No, they're getting better.
I was a little bored.
Really?
I was a little, I'm very bored with Charlotte.
Yeah,
very bored with Charlotte, Lily, the whole thing. The every time I'm a 57-year-old Jew still gets blown by my wife. Like, I just, that's boring to me.
The tennis one.
Oh my God, that was torture.
The whole tennis.
Her rich neighbor downstairs was kind of interesting.
It's full dick. You saw full dick.
The guy. Yeah.
That's rare. You don't see full dick very often.
No, we got to see that. And but I'm like, I kind of want to go back to the old episodes where, like, this girl isn't part of the cast, the neighbor downstairs. Have something juicy happen with her.
Right.
Have Carrie learn a lesson from having contact with this guest star.
Mm-hmm.
And then
gone.
Go on.
Right.
That's an interesting thing. You have a rich kid that, you know, how do you act not like an asshole to be like, turn it down? Because we've all been there. Now you're homeowners and you're like, what the fuck?
Right.
And you're like, oh my God, I am that old lady now. So like that I was okay with.
Well, I love the fact that she calls her podcast co-host Bobby Lee, who's a friend of ours.
Bobby Lee had a moment.
She calls Bobby to talk about what do young people say to other young people. I'm like, Bobby Lee's 50. Like, I know Bobby. Like, he's certainly not the young kid who knows how to talk to young kids.
Can you look up Bobby Lee, actually?
I mean, Bobby Lee's got to be close to 50.
I would think so, but
he's 46.
I mean, good for him for, like, looking young. And that was kind of like, and then he's like, give me the tea. And I'm like, oh, my God, if he would have said, give me the juicy scoop, I would have fucking shit my pants and sold it on the internet.
I'd like to see more Bobby Lee, less Che Diaz. I'll say this. Can I say, I know there's a lot of Che Diaz hate out there.
Yeah.
I find the actress to be very good. She's playing a character that, for whatever reason, is unlikable.
Yes.
But I think she's a very good actress. I'll give her
When she is giving it to Miranda, like, what the hell? Like, I am a really free spirit, but I'm not a homewrecker. I appreciate that because there's a lot of people that are polyamorous or whatever. And that part I do think is something interesting to explore. Now, she goes to Cleveland. Hopefully she's performing at Hilarity's. Great club.
Great club. Yes, please. Let's hear it. Yeah. See how quickly Miranda runs away when she spends a weekend in Cleveland's Hilarity's.
And I thought it would be like the special. Yeah. I didn't know we were going to have to sit in this tiny green room.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, chicken fingers. You know, that's all they serve is chicken.
Yeah,
and I was like thinking, you're going from sitting on the couch, just think about this, with your husband for 20 years, living a normal life, raising a teenage son, to now 55 being with a non-binary
comedian.
Road comic that gets stopped. Other girls want to be fingered by her too.
Yeah.
Other guys that are like on the fringe or whatever will bone her as well.
Yeah.
So I have to say, I'm a little excited to watch this. Like, is she going to walk in on her with someone else? Is, you know, what's going to happen here?
I don't know. Are they going to? Well, I looked and there's only 10 episodes. We're already on 8. So there's only 2
more.
I'm
so sad.
I know.
I'm so sad because honestly, I love exploring it, explaining it, all of it. Yeah.
I agree with you. It is fun to watch. It's fun. But I think we're romanticizing the early Sex and the
Cities
because they were cheesy too. If you watch them again, there was a cheesy element to even the old ones. So, I mean, is this any less cheesy than the old ones? I don't think it is.
Right. And the other thing about the old ones I always say is like, what was really interesting about that whole time is that I think that Sex and the City really kind of shaped a generation of women to be more sexually free and sex positive. And because I remember watching that already, like being married, and I'm like, God, are 30-year-olds boning this much with strangers?
Yeah.
Like, I was kind of like, and I think young people started to watch that, and they're like, yeah. And now we have West Elm Caleb.
Yeah, West Elm
Caleb. We have West Elm Caleb because mm-hmm. girls that were 15 watched this and was like, I'm going to bone someone on the first or second date that I meet on Tinder and Hinge. And then I'm going to blow them up on TikTok, and I don't give a shit.
Yeah, it was a good time.
It was a good time.
I would like, I'm sorry, what is her character's name?
Charlotte.
I would like Charlotte to be phased out. Here's what I would like. And the Indian real estate agent to be brought. I like that character more.
Me too.
I would like to see less.
Let's see Carrie. This is what I'd like to see.
Yeah.
Let's see some other beautiful. Let's have the realtor take Carrie Hampton's weekend.
Yeah. Oh.
We're going to meet some rich men. I have an old client. They get drunk.
Yes.
She has sex. Like, they whatever. Or maybe they both like the same guy. Wouldn't that be interesting? Or they're like, well, what does it matter that we're both dating the same guy? There aren't that many 55-year-old hot guys left. What? That's so weird. There's so much more that we could explore of women that this is
now,
this age.
Now, what'd you think of the latest boy, the guy she went on a couple of dates with who vomited on his shoes? Like, what'd you think of that look?
I thought he was cute.
He's cute. He's cute.
I thought he was cute, and I thought they, like, yeah, let's see that. But I thought she was going to start boning the podcast guy,
so
the producer.
Why did they show him? They showed him a little bit a few times, and I'm like, why are we zooming in on the producer of the podcast?
Yes.
I thought, oh, there's obviously going to develop here, this character. But it didn't.
Yeah, he liked her joke about the city bike.
Yeah. Right. So I don't. Yeah. I mean, it's just all so funny that I think it's because I'm a comedian. So the whole comedy angle bothers me a little bit because we know the reality of it. Like Miranda's, it's not going to be any better than eating ice cream on the couch with Steve.
She's
going to be taking Southwest flights to Cleveland now.
Yeah.
And that's not.
Or she'll go the first half of the tour and then the second half of the tour, she'll just bow out.
She's out. Yeah.
She's like, I don't know. I thought you'd be doing different material every show.
Right.
I mean, I've already heard the story about you coming out, Che. So do you really care?
Right.
Wait,
You're
going to be Che. I'm going to be Miranda. They've been dating a while.
Yeah.
And you're asking me if I'm coming to the show tonight because I'm staying with you at the city. Okay. Because
we've all had this
with our significant others.
Right. So we just spent the day in the mall in Omaha.
Yeah, okay.
And then show that night is the Funny Bone.
We're eating lunch.
And at Applebee's at the mall.
Yeah.
That's what your choices are.
So I'm Miranda.
Okay.
So what time do you have to be at the club tonight, Shay?
I'm going
to
get there around 6, you know, because we do meet and greets first instead of after. So that's what
cool,
I'm going
cool,
so
cool.
That's when I'm going to get there. You're going to come to we're at the Funny Bone. It's in the mall in the Omaha Funny Bone.
I think I'm really tired.
Oh.
I just thought maybe I would just, you know, catch up on some of my schoolwork and, you know, and
because
I'm taking,
to hear that,
I'm taking
doing,
that class.
I'm doing two shows tonight.
Yeah, I just, I thought about maybe we'd come into the second one, but that's really late for me.
Starts at 10:30.
Yeah. And also, Shay, when you come in tonight at 2 a.m.,
mm-hmm.
smelling like weed, which I understand.
Okay.
No, it's part. Can you keep it down a notch? Because I'm already like asleep for 4 hours, and I'm not going to come tonight because it's like I am.
So you're going to stay at the Hilton Garden Inn that we're in right now because that's the only choice here in this city.
Yeah.
It's not. There's no Ritz-Carlton here, so we're just staying at the. And you're going to stay there for the night.
Yeah, and I just kind of. I don't know if I need to go to Pittsburgh with you next weekend either.
Oh, that with Pittsburgh, we're doing the improv.
Yeah, I feel like I've heard your stories before. I thought you'd be doing a new.
No, this is a set I do. It's the one I. It's my set.
Yeah, I mean, and it's great, and I love hearing about how you came out and your Mexican mother and your Irish dad, and I mean, oh, the accent is so clever. But you know, I've heard it.
Okay,
so well, I think I'm good. I mean, I'm still fine with you fingering me in the morning.
Oh, well, good. I'm glad that's still good.
Because I want to make sure that we keep doing that.
Yeah. Well, all right.
But then I want to get up about 9 a.m. and get on the plane. Yeah. And I know that you went to bed at 4 because you're wired from doing the show. But if you could just get up at 7, finger me.
Yeah.
So that I'm satisfied.
Well, it's difficult for me to get up at 7 because I got to go do morning radio. I got to go Jimmy and the Wildcats on 97.3 Rock and Roll Atlanta.
I guess I could listen to that while I get ready, but so when does the fingering happen? Does it happen before the radio or after the radio? Because then that's really why I'm staying at this Hilton Garden Inn, and while I'm not sitting on the couch with Steve. Okay, I'm going to call Steve. I'm going to make up with Steve now.
All right.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. Oh, or no, maybe not ding-a-ling. We got to meet in person because you're deaf. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for meeting me, Steve. How's Brady?
Yeah, Brady's been doing great. He's still fucking his girlfriend. He's still fucking his girlfriend in front of my face, literally on the kitchen table, and I'm trying to eat ice cream.
Okay, hold on. Yeah, we better make sure that she's on birth control.
I hope so.
I miss you, Steve.
Yeah, I miss you too, Maria. I mean, there's nobody to put sprinkles on my ice cream. I'm sitting over here, I can't find my hearing aid. I haven't heard a thing in three fucking weeks.
I brought you the batteries. They're little.
Ah,
you probably can't
are.
Pop them out with your fingers. Let me. I have nails.
I got arthritis as well.
Here, it's a little round battery right
thank
there.
Thank you. Ah, all right. Wait, well, now, what were you saying?
I like doing things like that for you.
Thank you.
I kind of missed it, you know.
How's life on the road? Che Diaz.
It's not that fun.
What?
It's the same stories over and over again. If I have another chicken finger, I'm going to kill myself.
I heard you guys were going to Des Moines.
I like New York. I like us. I like ice cream. I like yelling at you because you can no longer hear.
This is going to be...
I like being Brady's parents. I like wearing comfortable shoes and not standing up during a concert. Yeah. Why can't she have chairs at her comedy shows like other people? I mean, they. Why can't they have chairs?
I don't know. Yeah, why are they standing? I thought that was strange, too. I thought they... Hold on a second.
Blame Carrie.
Yeah, our son's doggy styling his girlfriend right now. Hang on, I gotta...
Walk him through it?
Yeah, I gotta hose these two off.
Whoa!
Woo! I mean,
Chris Rangiola, killing it as always. Yeah. Just every time I
feel
think
like
you're never going to make me laugh again. You come into the juices you've had,
delivering
and delivering
time after time,
like a treat. I didn't even know
that was one
I was
of our
worthy of.
I know. Don't. Thankfully, that I just watched And Just Like That last night, so it's fresh in my mind.
Chris, where can everyone, besides listening to your hit podcast,
Cover to Cover, listen to that.
Where can they see you?
You can see me at a bunch of different places. I'm coming to Tacoma Comedy Club, Valentine's Day, Tacoma, Washington.
Yes.
I'm coming to Naples, Florida, Off the Hook Comedy Club. Remember years
Beautiful
ago?
Beautiful.
We
location.
Did it. Naples, coming there in, I think, March. And then in Dallas, Hyenas in Dallas in February.
Beautiful.
All these places. Frangiola.com will have all the information you need
yes.
if I decide to update it.
Well, if you decide to update it, I hope that you do. Steve?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
You know, Steve, Che Diaz, I realized... I was just really horny. She's actually not funny.
No, she's not.
So I'd like to give this another shot.
All right. Well, I mean, I'll take it back, but this is going to be a tough one for me to overcome.
What do you think will happen next season? Does Shay stay in it, or does she go back?
Do you think there'll be another season? Have they mentioned anything about it?
I think HBO, I think all these streaming services, you at least are getting two seasons.
Yeah,
especially
right.
with a show like this. 100%. This is the most talked about show. 100% we're getting another season.
Okay, yeah.
I will die, because I know they listen. I will die if there is an episode where she is disillusioned as being the girlfriend. My thing just died. It's fine.
Oh.
Disillusioned as the girlfriend,
of
the significant other of a comedian. Because I have to tell you, throughout my years,
happen.
I mean, we've all had it happen. Peter used to come, you know, and then it would be like, I'll just come the one night.
Yeah.
Okay. Then. Literally. And then I was like, why don't you just not come at all? Yeah. Let me just sleep. Let me not wake you up. Because that would piss me off too.
Right.
Like I would come home and he'd be like, ugh. I'd be like, and so then I'd be like, listen, if I'm performing and I come home and wake you up into the hotel room, like, shut the fuck up. I'm turning on every light.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it doesn't work to have your significant other with you.
Yeah. I mean, I remember my wife coming one time.
It was hot at first.
Oh, no. She went once.
It was
New Year's Eve in Reno, Nevada, which was not. It was fine. But
why did you think that was a good idea to bring her?
Because it was New Year's Eve, and she's like, "I'll come and you know, see what it's all about." And I remember like they had cold pizza in the back, and she was sitting in the crowd watching, and I in between shows I brought her the cold pizza. She's like, "I just thought it would be, I don't know, I thought it'd be different." And I'm like, "No, this is it."
I hope that she is a secret consultant.
Yeah,
on Just Like That.
Mm-hmm. Right. Oh, please. But I mean, I think every comedian has that story of a significant other.
Thinking
it's going to be a little more, you know, hot, romanticized. Even you who play like high level clubs and you have a bigger, like even that is still, you know, it just happened in New York. You walk to the club by yourself. They don't know who you are. You got to show your ID at the door. I mean, that's what the reality of it.
I mean, comedy is the bottom of the barrel of the arts.
Yeah, I know. I don't know if it gets much lower.
And I think that we're an odd bunch of people.
Yeah.
I was telling my sister, and she goes, I think comics are odd.
I agree.
What kind of person would want to do this?
I know. I know. And here we are, still going.
Chris, I don't even know if I should announce, but...
Uh-oh.
You are coming with me.
Brea.
For the 27th is a live Juicy Scoop.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're free to do the other dates.
I don't, but
we'll
sure.
check.
I'm free.
We'll check.
Drive down.
But you're definitely coming Sunday the 27th.
Yeah.
Which is going to be the live Juicy Scoop. And let me just tell you something. It's going to be the Super Bowl of Juicy Scoops. Okay.
I know.
Because I have, besides you.
Okay.
Who is the quarterback of the team.
Well, can I just say this?
I've got other people coming,
but
too.
But I need to know who they're going to be, because then it becomes everybody fucking talking over everybody.
No, I'm going to do exciting segments with all of my favorites.
Okay, that's
so
good.
So that you get to shine, and then maybe we do something fun together. But it's not going to be, no, it's going to be like, just, I have a lot of special things planned, because you know I rarely do a live Juicy Scoop.
Kelowna?
Yes, Kelowna said she's coming. I'm going to make sure.
Okay.
But I'm just...
Martindale?
Just let's get the people to buy the tickets.
Okay.
They will be pleasantly surprised always.
Well, they're going to buy the tickets now.
Buy the tickets now, because it's only one show. And it's the only live Juicy Scoop I have planned.
Are you doing a Q&A where the drunks get up and start?
Just shut
rambling?
Up. I have stuff planned.
Okay.
It's going to be better. It's going to be better than any other live Juicy Scoop that anybody else has ever gone to.
I love it. How can you not buy tickets with that?
I don't know how you can't, but I'm telling you, you'll be like,
Can I just say one more thing before we...
Of course.
We talked about it a little before we went to air. The Super Bowl is here in Los
Angeles. Oh, yes. Let's talk about it. I didn't even know it was in L.A.
in a few weeks.
When is it?
It's February 13th, the day before Valentine's Day. Sunday, February 13th.
Yes.
SoFi Stadium here in Los Angeles.
Yes.
So you know leading up to that, there's going to be hundreds of big-time celebrity parties, because Super Bowl hasn't been in L.A. in a long time. So this is going to be like the Oscars.
It's going to be – you're going to have to be triple vaxxed.
Whatever the case
may be. I just
saw
something about a fourth booster coming, a fourth shot.
Too. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I guess if you got your booster 6 months ago, you need to get the fourth. But
sure.
I just am freshly boosted.
Okay.
And I got a flu shot on top of it.
Ooh.
So if anyone would like to invite me to their fabulous party.
That's what I'm saying. Look, but if you get invited, I know I'm way down on the list because you got some other Bravo people who you invite over me.
No,
But I would like to go to a Super Bowl, some sort of party.
Yes. Especially not the actual. Listen, I also want to be invited to the actual day one.
Right.
But what you and I are looking for is the night before at a freaking cool spot,
right.
VIP situation,
exactly.
Hang out. I'm guessing that we will hear nothing.
Well,
I put it out there for the Sundance. Okay?
You put it out there now? Did you put out Super Bowl?
I'm putting out Super Bowl now, but I put it out for Sundance. And leading up to Sundance, before it was canceled, I was a little bit like...
Nothing?
Absolutely nothing.
What about products, though? Like, Super Bowl is even bigger than Sundance, though.
I got nothing. And I was like... So then when they canceled it or made it online, I was like, okay. I'm kind of okay with it.
Yeah.
So now I'm just going with the boys and Peter, and we're just going to ski like we did last year. I had a couple reservations for cute dinners.
Right.
And that's it. Like, nobody cares to do anything with me.
Okay, so...
But L.A., I'm telling you, you could have Chris and I both.
Right. And I'm saying if you're like a Kettle One, or where Kettle One's having a party at this place.
Show up.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Like, anything.
Have us running up and down the red carpet.
100%. I'm completely down. We are secreting it.
Okay, please.
We're manifesting it. Just keep dreaming.
Yeah.
We're ready to change our life.
Thank you.
Who is playing?
Well, no, you don't know yet. It's the playoffs right
what
now.
What color schemes of the top teams are we working? Well, you got to dress in the outfit, right?
Yeah, I believe it's probably going to be the same as last year. It'll be the Kansas City Chiefs versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
That's blue and red.
Prediction?
Wait,
no.
Chiefs is what?
Chiefs is like, they are red and white.
Okay, and then
Chiefs.
What's the other team?
That Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Tom Brady.
And that's orange, right?
Gold and red, like a gold.
God, I don't know anything.
Yeah, like a gold and red.
Gold
but there is an
and
orange.
Red.
Cincinnati Bengals are involved.
Are they
They're
close?
Orange. They could make it. Yeah, they're
I don't
still
really
involved.
Want orange.
What about yellow and green? Green Bay Packers. They're still involved. Okay.
Even when Sarah's husband was like in it, I was like not into the colors.
He didn't like the color scheme of the Seahawks?
It was a little difficult to work around.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But
fair enough.
Why don't we also say if you want to invite us, maybe
Oscars.
Who cares about the Oscars?
Oh, I don't know.
No, I'm talking about more football stuff.
Oh,
so
go
just
ahead.
Yeah, let us know. And maybe Sarah.
Yeah.
I feel like Sarah will have a hookup and not call either one of us.
That could be, but well,
I'm
I feel
putting
like,
it out there now. I'm going to make her listen to this, and I'm going to say, "Listen, like we want in on whatever."
I also
fun
want
comes
you.
Your way.
I'm going to let you off the hook right now because I know you'll probably get a hookup and you'll invite Chaz Dean or some shit,
or Che Diaz.
Or Che Diaz. And that's. I want you to know that you could put that on Instagram stories, and I won't be offended.
That I okay. well,
yeah. If yeah. you decide you do get invited to some Kettle One Super Bowl party. And you invite Jeff Lewis instead of me, that's fine. I got that. I'm not gonna be the least bit offended. I'm letting you off the hook now.
Do you think that the Juicy Scoopers
would
treat me like I was Jamie Lynn Spears if I fucking do that? If I go to a party and bring a Josh Flagg or a Jeff Lewis over you,
right.
They will nail me to the cross.
Well,
so you're in because you've made this statement here. The only person that would take your place is my actual husband.
Yeah, and that's fine.
But
I'm even letting
you... There's a good chance he would be like, I'm fine if you know, I don't need to go. Like, unless it's the actual game, I don't think he cares to go to the Kettle One bar party.
Okay. Well, even the Mexico trip, we went to Mexico with Josh Flagg and Dr. Drew and everybody, you had told me that you're invited unless somebody bigger...
I never said that, Chris.
Well... And not
oh,
so many
wait,
words.
I did,
yes,
I
you did.
I did.
You said
no,
you could
the,
be out.
No, because the person...
You said just be ready to get the call. But if Jeff Lewis says yes, you're out. And I was perfectly fine with that. I understand my lot in life.
Okay, that is because...
No, I listen.
I want to
I'm
explain.
Not, okay.
We got a deal on that house.
I totally understood
Peter
that.
Peter was like pitching all the people.
Right.
And... You know, certain names, whoever the person we're talking to, were more excited about.
I
and, listen, you know.
I know. So if they...
And like Sarah did, you know, have not only herself, but then she has the Super Bowl husband. So, but that's awful that I even did that at all.
No, it's not. Yeah, I get it. Now, listen, even if the Super Bowl, they say, listen, our red carpet would look better if it's Heather McDonald and Josh Flagg than Heather McDonald and Chris Frangiola. I understand
it. Listen, I am going to... You're going to make a plus one.
Yeah.
And then if the person seems cool or if they say, do you know Josh and Bobby or do you know Jeff Lewis or do you know Lala or whatever, then I'll be like, yes, I'm going to I can get those people there. But Chris Frangiola has to be my plus one.
All right. Well, I mean, I feel they'll be disappointed, but I do know about football. I don't know if Josh Flagg knows much about football.
No, I don't know. Well, I do need. Well, listen, I'm all about it. I'm all about, and please, these are my bucket list things. I never, when was that time the Super Bowl was here?
A long time.
Always feels like in Florida or something.
Yeah, it is.
I thought that was just always in Florida.
No, I think that
how did we get it here? How did our shit city get it?
Because we have a new stadium.
Oh.
And they want it to look, you know, look fancy and nice and new.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So.
Last time I was here was 1993.
See?
1993 is the last time I said, oh my God, we better get on this now. Yeah. Okay. All right. You got to put it out there.
That's
it. Thank you. Love you. Bye.